tonight is not really just one Mass, of course. It's actually the beginning of a larger celebration, a larger liturgical celebration that will really kind of culminate, will end with the Easter Vigil, the Great Easter Vigil. So if you'll notice, of course, at the end of Mass, there's no blessing. At the beginning of the Good Friday service, there's no sign of the cross, generally, because this is one continuous celebration, the mystery, the Paschal mystery of Jesus, his death, his resurrection. It's all one thing. There are three chief mysteries that we celebrate tonight, though, on this, the first phase of the Easter Triduum. The first of these, of course, is the very obvious one, the institution of the Eucharist. The first Eucharist that the earth has ever known occurred on this night, as Jesus gathered with his apostles to celebrate the Passover. And what he did was he took this highest of Jewish feasts, the Passover, the Pasch meal, and he elevated it to something even higher. He elevated it to the sacrifice of the cross. And so what happens at every Mass, of course, is the re-presentation of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Yes, it was one sacrifice, but it is meted out to us again at every Mass. It's given to us, this gift of his salvation is given to us at every Mass that we celebrate. And on this first Eucharist, he celebrated beforehand what was going to come the next day. That is his death on the cross and his redemption of mankind. So we have this institution of the Eucharist, whereby not only is the sacrifice of the cross able to go on throughout all time and throughout all space, but also his presence is able to dwell with us. Now, we don't have him in the tabernacle right now. He will come amongst us, of course, at the Eucharistic prayer, as at every Mass. But he gives us himself sacramentally in the Blessed Sacrament to assure us that he has never left us. That he, even though he is not here in a visible bodily way like all of us, he is nonetheless very much present to us completely in the Eucharist. It's a great mystery. And of course, the second of these mysteries that we celebrate tonight is the one that allows the Eucharist to continue to be among us, and that is the sacred priesthood of Jesus Christ. And so on the Last Supper, not only did he institute the Eucharist, but he also instituted the Christian priesthood by making his apostles the first priests and the first bishops. And so we really ponder what the priesthood is. I mean, it's something that really I don't even think I realize myself. St. John Vianney, the patron saint of priests, kind of famous for saying, if the priest knew what he was, truly, he would die on the spot. Realizing the enormity of what it is, and I'm not saying, oh, I'm better than everybody else, but just what I'm supposed to be and whose place I'm standing in whenever I'm doing the sacred mysteries is, who am I? You know, and what is the priesthood? And I just think of the priests in my life that have been great examples and great supports for me and have been there for me to offer me the forgiveness of Jesus whenever I've needed it. What a great gift. What a great gift that is. But this abiding presence of Jesus in the Eucharist with us forever till the end of time is so important that he consecrates people to carry on that great mystery. And so the second mystery, of course, is the priesthood of Jesus present to us. And then the third thing, both of those things are great examples of God's love for us. Again, to quote St. John Vianney, the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. You know, so the fact that God loves us so much, he places people amongst us to give us the mysteries of his sacraments and his redemption and in his very presence. So both of those things, his sacramental presence among us in the Eucharist and the priesthood to keep that presence with us are great, great signs of his love for us. And because of that love for us, then he asks something else of us then. He asks us to take that love and he asks us to pass that on to everyone else in service. Because as he says in the gospel today, that if he is, as the master and the teacher, will do this for them, then how much more should we do it for others? And so, finally, that great sign in the Gospel of John, a great sign of his humility and his service to others by washing the feet of his apostles. A very servile work in that. I mean, it seems like a very lowly thing for us to do, but it was a very, very lowly thing for them to do in that time and place. And so for him to do that was a very radical sign of what it means to be self-giving, to giving of self to others, even to the point of giving away dignity, our own pride, for the sake of others and for serving them. And so as we are getting ready to do here in just a bit, in reenacting that great sign of his humility by the washing of the feet, we should always keep in mind, what is it that we can do? What is it that we can show to those around us in the way of service, in the way of humility, that will echo what it is that Jesus has done for us in humbly giving himself to us on the cross, in the sacraments, and then how do we live that? How do we appreciate the great gift that he's given to us, himself and his love? Well, we do that by passing that on to others.